Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached September 16th and 17th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas. The text was Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Some people in our day talk an awful lot about personal responsibility. They talk about how important it is. They speak about how others do not seem to understand its importance anymore. They talk about how the whole concept seems to be getting lost in our modern times. And speaking about this certainly is not wrong, because it is an overall important thing to understand in our lives. To understand that one is responsible for the things they do is, in fact, in so many ways critical. It is essential in our life together as communities, in our life together in the home, and in our life together as church. But when we talk about personal responsibility, it seems to me that we often simply think of it in terms of being responsible for ourselves, or perhaps vaguely responsible to others who might be affected if we are careless. However, if that is all we are talking about, we miss talking about something even much more important. In our reading from Romans today, we find these simple words, "And so each of us will give an account of himself to God." And what do those simple words mean? Well, they mean that we have a responsibility, a personal responsibility to God himself. We are told that on the last day we will give an account to God about our time in this world and what we did with the gifts he gave us graciously. This giving an account is not about whether we will be received into eternity. Only Christ alone can make us stand in that way. Yes, we know that from the clear words of Scripture that entrance into the kingdom of God was earned solely for us by Christ's work on the cross. We receive that gift solely as we receive the fruit of his work through the hearing of the word and the receiving of God's gifts and the sacraments. But the temptation is to think that since we are granted entrance into the kingdom of God by grace through faith, that surely God will not ask us of an account of our time here. And that might seem logical, but that is not what the scriptures say. In fact, the scriptures suggest that precisely because God has given us everything we need for faith and life, God will want to know what we have done with all that he has entrusted to us. We're speaking here of what the parable of the talents teaches. Remember that parable where various people are given various amounts of talents and then are asked to say what they have done with them when the master returns? That's the kind of thing our reading is referring to, and the thing I hope we can meditate upon today for a few moments. All too often we speak about our faith as if the whole point of our faith is simply to answer the question of if we will go to heaven. And no doubt that is a question of absolute importance, but it is not the only question. God is concerned not just whether we will live with him in the hereafter, but whether we, the redeemed, are living and walking with him right now. We sometimes act as if we think that we have no responsibility to God. We don't think that God cares about what we do since he is so full of grace. We think that he at least doesn't care enough for us to need to worry about his response to our deeds. If we believe that he does not really care about these things, well, certainly we will end up not caring all that much either. But God, he does care. He cares enough that he will ask us to give an account on the last day. He cares enough that if we persistently walk away from the life that he has given to us, we could actually end up losing the salvation we have before the last day. While we certainly cannot earn our salvation, we certainly can lose it. Even the Apostle Paul, who wrote our text for today, mentions in another place that he feared that if he did not control what he did with his body, he might be disqualified after having taught so many others. Yes, we are personally responsible to God. We can even lose our salvation. And even as we are kept in the faith graciously, we are still held accountable for what we do. And so, yes, God cares about how you treat your spouse or your child or your parent today. God cares about how you conduct your career and your finances and your family life tomorrow. God cares about what your eyes see and what your ears hear and what your hands do. He will ask us on the last day to give an account regarding such things. And if we are aware of these truths, the Spirit reveals that this will free us from obsessing about other things. We'll be less likely to judge the odd or less understanding practice of other Christians. As Jesus would say elsewhere, we will worry about the plank in our own eye before we get around to worrying about the speck in our brother's. Oh yes, we do have a responsibility to watch over one another and to warn our brothers and sisters when they are walking in clear wickedness. But here today we are reminded that we are not to go about just judging our brothers and sisters carelessly regarding specific practices which the Bible neither commands nor forbids. If we understand that we will personally give an account to God, well then we will spend more time examining our own lives and striving to live in righteousness in this world. Then we won't have nearly as much time to obsess about thoughts and practices that the Scriptures don't specifically address that our brothers and sisters in Christ are doing. So long as they are walking in faithfulness to Christ, we will recognize that their specific thoughts and actions will only be judged by God as to their wisdom and their usefulness in the end. Secondly, if we actually take the time to examine our lives because we know that an account will be necessary on the last day, we will also be more forgiving when our brother or sister actually does transgress God's ways in a way that hurts us and then repents. As Jesus suggests in our gospel reading, we will not only forgive them 7 times, but 77 times. Yes, if we are busy keeping a record of our own lives, we will not have as much time to keep an extensive record of everyone else's wrongs. And secondly, if we mentally record and ponder our own sins, we will also understand truly how much mercy has been shown to us by Jesus. We will understand how much God has forgiven us. And if we truly understand this sincerely, well then forgiving each other will not be as much of a burden. Those who understand their need for mercy and how it has been granted to them abundantly are simply more naturally going to be more merciful to others. When one sins against us, we forgive, knowing that we have been forgiven by our Lord Jesus an uncountable number of times. And the final thing that will be worked as we think about giving God an account on the last day is that we will grow to know more deeply how gracious God is. We will know that if our works alone were the record by which we were judged worthy of eternal life or not, we would be condemned for certain. And that should shake us up internally for a moment. It should humble us before our God. We should fall in repentance before God, pleading anew that He would not hold us accountable for our deeds. As the psalmist says, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But thankfully, after we come to this recognition, we are blessed to hear and to remember what the Word of God reveals to us, that with our God and with His Son Jesus, there is forgiveness. The record of our wrongs is not kept by the Father incessantly. He has in advance taken care, in fact, of that record of wrongs and nailed them to the cross with Jesus. And therefore, we can fear Him with all love and trust and thanksgiving. Yes, you are personally responsible to God. You will give an account. But the fact that you will give an account to God is not something ultimately that is meant to lead you to despair. It is instead to let all of us know that God does care about what we do right now. The fact that He has saved us solely by grace does not mean that our works are meaningless right now and in God's sight. God knows that if we will take time to think about our lives, both in terms of confessing where we have erred and striving to do good, it will work other goods in our life. As we've mentioned, it will make us less critical of every difference that we have with one another and more willing to forgive when true sin has occurred. And ultimately, it will humble us before Him. It will also keep us thoughtful and thankful about what He has done for us in choosing not to judge our eternal state based on the record of our works, but on the basis of the work of His Son, the Holy One, on the Holy Cross. Thanks be to God that with the Father and because of the Son, there is life for you to be enjoyed, yes, on the last day, but also to be lived out right now. For we shall all give an account to God on that last day. Amen.